All right, we are in the middle of, we are holding on the Chof Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Why? My timer. Why is it that if someone has a specific way of dressing, he only wants to wear colored clothing, why can't he daven even with not colored clothing? So the Gemara says, Kashtina Mishema Minus Nizrka Bo. We are afraid that perhaps heresy, heretical thoughts have been thrown into him. The minhag of the minim was to have a specific color of their clothing. What makes his tefillin round? First of all, it's dangerous. Second of all, he does not get the mitzvah. Lema tanina laha. We have a brisa to this. The Tanur Rabbanan tefillin beruva was halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. The brisa says that tefillin squared is halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. V'amarav b'tifron ubalachzona. Not only is the bias, if you ever noticed the stitching, the tfaron, the stitching of the thread that surrounds the bayit, look tomorrow on Sunday, you'll see it's also square. It's symmetrical, and not only that, but the alachzonon as well. It has to be that the square is so much so that the diagonal equals a square. I'm a rabbi, my sister, David, the Kamguza. So the chiddush of our Mishnah is that it's even worse if it's completely round. Our Mishnah would tells us that it can't be round, because if it's very round, it's dangerous. But maybe you would think it doesn't have to be completely square. That's why you needed the brisa to add the specificity of how square it has to be, because our brisa is just reference to don't make it round, because somehow round, if it bangs, it can hurt you in a much more severe way than if it's square. But I wouldn't think it has to be completely square. Needed, that's where the brisa comes in to tell me it has to be asymmetrically square. Mishnah on the bottom, Ha'omer Taf of Chavim Adalav. Ha'omer Yivarchucha Tovim Harezu Derech Minus. Someone who says Hashem, you should bless the good people, that's Minus, because we include the Rishayim. We don't say Hashem should only bless good people. We are an inclusive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa should be to everybody. Al Kan Tzipor Yagi Rechamecha, on the nest of a bird, your Rachamim should reach you. Al Tov Yizachar Shmecha, and for good, your name should be mentioned. That's also not good. Modim Meshaskinos. So these are both things you quiet. We'll see them where a wife. Someone says Modim twice, you quiet him down. Meshaskinos. So Hamachanaba Orayos Meshaskinos. So. One, we'll see the Gemara what this means, but someone who darshans in the Arayos, and he says, that doesn't really mean an Erva, it's just saying, you know, it means don't embarrass your father, it doesn't mean don't cover his Erva, it's just a nice way. But in other words, he minimizes the Imster, so that's Mishaskin also, we silence him. Ha'omer, umizaracha lo siten lahaver lamolech, lo siten la'avra b'ar miyusa. Someone who translates the Avera in the Torah, which says, you're not allowed to give your son over to the Molech, which is a certain type of Avodah Zara, that is, you would actually kill your son, but he translates it as, don't have relations with a non-Jew to have a son that's of a Zara. In other words, he interprets the pasuk incorrectly, even though that's Taka Aser, even though that is Aser, but he interprets the pasuk that way. Again, Mishaskin also ben Azifa. There we quiet him. We quiet him with a stronger Lashon, because there he is being Oker Kasser from Mashmo. He's taking the pasuk out of its literal meaning, and that's a very much more severe. Well, we're going to go on here. We're going to continue. I understand why you silence a person if he says the word modem twice, because it sounds like he's giving hodat to different deities. So you want to say modem once, because of the echad in the monotheistic view that we carry. Any reference to two, we don't do. And also, when you say Hashem should give his rach, we mention Hashem for the good he does to the tzaddikim. That's also not good, because we don't distinguish between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha that he gives to both Rashaim and tzaddikim. We know that a person is obligated to be mevarech for bad and for good at the same. What's wrong with saying that your rachamim should go to the nest of the birds in the nest? My time, pligi b'tre amaroi b'marava. There's a machlokus in Marava and Eretz Yisrael about this. Rabbi Yossi bar Oven and Rabbi Yossi bar Zavido. Two Rabbi Yossis, one was the son of Oven and one was the son of Zavido. And they had a machlokus about what's wrong with this. Chad amar Rav Nachman matal kina b'maaseh bereishis. Because one says you're bringing kina to my celebrations by saying, like, Hashem should have rachamim only on one form of bird. One is because you're making Hashem's actions as if it's about rachamim. This is a very, very important Gemara. The mitzvah of Shluach HaKohen is not about the fact that we send away the mother first, so it shouldn't feel bad when it sees the children taken. So when you daven, you say, I want Hashem Shehav Rachmanas on the nest of the birds. When you send away the mother, it sounds like as if there's a sad, we feel bad for birds. That's not why Hashem said to do that. And this is an important line you should remember. And it's another day for discussion, not for today. You're making Hashem as if he's doing it because of rachamim. They're not. It's not. It's gzeros. It's gzeros akosuf.